This update is brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Bayport State Bank, your full-service, locally owned bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. Although a Michigan Department of Natural Resources grant will help with the development of the Polyan Trail, a key part of that project was overlooked. Lapeer was awarded a $287,000 DNR Spark grant, which was combined with a $10,000 donation from the Friends of the Polyan Trail, and a $5,000 donation from Dryden will be used to extend the trail 1.3 miles from Dryden Road south to Casey Road with crushed limestone. However, the state grant came with the condition that work had to be designed and approved by an engineer. That additional cost was not calculated into the project, which left a funding shortfall. Due to that, the DNR awarded an additional $45,000 grant to cover that expense. The grant also came with the condition that the work on the trail has to be completed by October of 2026. The grant funds will be used to build on what has been accomplished since 1997, when volunteers started the project to turn 20 miles of the former railway into the Polyan Trail. Over the years, 7 bridges have been built, and a section of the trail has also been paved. The goal is to have the trail connect to the Oakland County section to end on Curtis Road, which will be a multi-phase project, with this last grant giving the project a boost. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, highlighting unique mental health challenges in rural areas. In these communities, mental health conditions are often seen as personal weaknesses, adding shame to those struggling. However, people in rural areas face higher depression and suicide rates and are less likely to access care. Suicide rates are 64 to 68% higher than in cities, with farmers particularly vulnerable. Loneliness and lack of belonging are significant issues. Social isolation is common, especially for those with different identities from the majority. Providing opportunities for connection is essential. Despite these challenges, the Rural Mental Health Resilience Program is available to provide mental health information, resources, and training for people who live in rural communities across the country. Recognizing mental health conditions as valid health issues is crucial. Open conversations and community efforts like checking on neighbors and organizing awareness events can reduce stigma. Remember, you're not alone. If you have a mental health crisis, help is available 24/7 by texting or calling 988. This May, let's prioritize mental health and work towards a compassionate and supportive rural community. And we'll return with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Bayport State Bank Sunshiners Relay Team has partnered with the American Cancer Society to raise funds to find a cure for cancer by hosting a barbecue at our Bad Axe office. Like a lot of other families, my family has also been touched by cancer. Relay for Life helps fund programs that help people in our local community. I hope one day there is a cure for cancer. But until then, we will continue to raise money to eliminate this dreadful disease. Please join us on Thursday for a hot dog and broad barbecue fundraiser, held at the Bad Axe office at Bayport State Bank from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. All proceeds of this event will be donated to the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life. We'll have hot dogs, brats, chips, pop, and water. And you can call us at 269-3195, and we'll even deliver within 4 miles of Bad Axe with a minimum $15 order. Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC.
A fall trial has been set for a pharmacist charged with second-degree murder in the deaths of 11 Michigan residents. The deaths were part of a 2012 fungal meningitis outbreak from contaminated steroids made at Massachusetts lab. Pharmacist Glenn Chin and prosecutors have been unable to reach a plea bargain, so a judge set a November trial in Livingston County. Michigan is the only state to charge Chin and lab executive Barry Cadden for deaths related to the outbreak. Cadden has pleaded no contest to involuntary manslaughter. He is serving his Michigan sentence at the same time as a sentence for federal crimes. State economists in Michigan provided their final fiscal forecast of the year as lawmakers work to finalize a budget ahead of a self-imposed July 1st deadline. This year's tax revenue is projected to be approximately $31.7 billion, reflecting a slight increase from January's estimate. Revenues are anticipated to grow gradually, reaching $32.4 billion for the fiscal year starting October 1st. The following year, a further increase of about 3.2% is expected. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer outlined a $80.7 billion budget with a boost in education spending earlier this year. The Michigan House and Senate are now working to come to an agreement on a budget before sending it to Whitmer for final approval. And we will continue after this.
Great weather and better deals are at Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, in stock and arriving daily. You'll find a nice selection of Escape, Bronco Sport, Bronco, Edge, Explorer, F-150, and Expeditions. Deals include up to $3,750 factory rebate plus 1.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Escape, up to $3,000 factory rebate plus 0.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Edge, up to $1,250 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Explorer, up to $9,250 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Expedition, up to $3,750 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing on a 2024 F-150. Take an incoming stock order and save an extra $500 factory rebate on most models. Current offers and June 3rd, 2024, trade-in assistance renewal and plan cash included in factory rebate offers, APR offers based on credit approval.
Security video appears to show Sean Diddy Combs beating singer Cassie in a Los Angeles hotel hallway in 2016. The video obtained by CNN and aired Friday shows Combs punching and kicking Cassie, who was his girlfriend at the time. The video closely resembles the description of a 2016 incident described in a lawsuit filed by Cassie in November that alleged beatings and sexual abuse from Combs. The lawsuit was settled the following day, but several more followed from others along with a criminal sex trafficking investigation. Representatives for Combs had no immediate comment on the footage, but he has previously denied the allegations in the lawsuits. The last U.S. zoo to have pandas in its care is preparing to say goodbye to the four giant bears this fall. Officials at Zoo Atlanta said Friday they are preparing to return panda parents Lun Lun and Yang Yang to China, along with their American-born twins Yalun and Shilun. They are the last pandas in the country since the National Zoo in Washington returned three in November. Atlanta received Lun Lun and Yang Yang in 1999 as part of a loan agreement that is expiring. It's possible the San Diego Zoo will welcome a new panda pair this summer. We do have an obituary report for you. Laverne E. Shemka of Bloomfield Township, Port Hope, passed away Wednesday, May 15th at the age of 91. A massive Christian burial will be held on Monday, May 20th at 11 a.m. at St. Hubert Parish, St. Joseph Catholic Church in Rapson. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Visitation will be held on Sunday, May 19th from 1 to 8 p.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home in Bad Axe, or Monday at the church from 10 a.m. until the service time at 11 a.m. A combined Knights of Columbus and the Daughters of Isabella Rosary will be offered on Sunday at 7:30 p.m. at the funeral home. If you wish to offer your condolences to the friends and family of Laverne Shemka, please go to kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And again, this update has been brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Bayport State Bank, your full-service, locally-owned bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. And here at the station in Bad Axe, the temperature is currently 58 degrees. Wind speeds are from the south at 3 miles per hour. And the humidity is at 94%.